This year's elections are expected by many people to be a referendum on President Donald Trump. And that means some left-leaning voters have been calling on candidates for public office to take a firm stance in opposition to his policies and administration. But as WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports, they won't find that staunch opposition among the leading contenders for Tennessee governor, even the Democrats.
8 years ago, when Republicans were outside the White House, their political advertising in Tennessee largely stuck to a single formula.
You would take a picture of the Democratic candidate, put Barack Obama on one side.
Kent Seiler teaches political science at MTSU.
You know, throw in some Nancy Pelosi and link them to that national ticket.
And it worked. Republicans went from holding fewer than half of the seats in the state House of Representatives to a three-quarters supermajority. They also picked up three seats in Congress and the governor's office. So could Democrats use the same playbook to turn Tennessee voters against the GOP? Seiler doesn't think so.
The Democratic strategy in attacking President Donald Trump has got to be different than the Republican strategy of attacking Barack Obama. Tennessee is a red state.
So Seiler says Democrats and even Republicans who've opposed Trump in the past are better off saying they're willing to work with him. And that is how the top six candidates from both parties present themselves. House Democratic leader Craig Fitzhugh suggests it'd be impractical not to.
He would be our president. And, you know, I've got differences with him, but I certainly would represent our state.
Carl Dean says he, too, would seek a positive relationship. Unsurprisingly, the Republican candidates also say they'd work with President Trump. House Speaker Beth Harwell says she prays for the president and wants him to succeed for the good of the country. Businessmen Bill Lee and Randy Boyd endorse specific policies, like cutting taxes and government regulations. Then there's Congressman Diane Black, who offers support without hesitation.
I support President Trump. I've worked with him, obviously, worked with him on two budgets that I did. I worked with him on the repealing the individual mandate and also the tax reform. So I work with President Trump very, very well.
In conservative-leaning Tennessee, Black is more likely to tout that record than distance herself from it. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.